Connection.
Schöner denken.
So now we are sitting together at Nippon Connection with all the bloggers, nearly all the bloggers. A few bloggers are going to Ishii's short movies and to anime pictures, so Kathy is not with us. But we have Guillaume. Guillaume, you are blogging for which publication?
A French website which is called neonega.fr. It's a website dedicated to Japanese cinema from 19th approximately to nowadays.
Did you enjoy Nippon Connection so far?
Yeah, weather is good, which is a quite good point because I'm coming from France, it's rainy all the day. Yeah, it's Nippon Connection, so there is beer, there is a lot of visitors which are happy to be there, and movies are okay, so far.
What's your highlight movie this year?
For the moment it's Shady, which is a PIA film festival movie, directed by a young guy which is called Watanabe Ryohei. It's quite a brilliant movie, I think, which remember me some kind of Kurosawa, Kyoshi, and Jurai Ega or something like that. It's a very, very, very good movie.
Our favorite movie is Yellow Elephant.
We found it very comparable to some of the movies we saw when we had our first Nippon Connection experience some years ago, 3 years, I think. It was a movie where you had not such a... You had very few artificial means to create a very intense atmosphere. There were some fantastic elements in it, but it was quite well dosed. It had a very wonderful atmosphere. It had a very intense emotion. You were quite easily connected to the protagonists and what they felt. That's the kind of film we came for, I think.
That's the voice of Hendrik from Schöner Denken. With us is Patrick Tülik, someone like a freelance blogger working for example kinozeit.de. What was your favorite?
I have to think about it, but I think Penance that we saw just now was really great. It's a 5-part miniseries from Kiyoshi Kurosawa. And it was from the first minute on very interesting, and many meta layers, and it was really fun to watch it. Also, one of my favorite Japanese directors, Chion Sono, made a film called Land of Hope that was shown here 2 days ago about the Fukushima incident. And not really, because it's another one after Fukushima, so he could focus on all the personal effect, the personal effects on all the victims of a nuclear incident like that. So both films were really interesting. And
How did you experience the shift from Old Station to Musanturm?
Different feeling, different mood, and here there is three, two different movie theater, which one is an old shade, which has a feeling inside. It's not like in the university.
As well organized as ever, I think.
I think it's the same thing. They are disorganized. Yeah. But it's Nippon Connection way to do things, so that's okay for me.
So we have Dee Melanie, Twitter queen of Nippon Connection. How did you experience the shift and to Musanturm and the festival this year?
I think the new place is just another step in direction of professionalism. I think it's much more space and really good used space for the festival. My favorite movie so far was The Land of Hope 2. It was very intensive study of the effects on people who live inside the contaminated area, and it got very intense in the the last hour, and very hard to watch. I think not a movie I would watch another time, I think.
Is there anything you want to tell?
Can I make a reaction to your...
Yes, of
what
course.
You say with a yellow elephant?
Yes, of course.
Okay, please. I must be the biggest French fan of Hiroki-san. I see dozens of films of he made. I'm quite surprised by what he's doing now, which is quite mainstream and quite political correct. Okay, it's a feel-good movie. It's quite nice. Miyazaki Aoi is fabulous. She's a fabulous actress, anyway. But there's something which I don't like because it doesn't remind me the Rocky I love.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There is no distress, no hard feelings, really. And that's all.
Okay, we don't know the old movies, so we had a fresh start to this one, and we were very impressed by the laugh, first shown very sweet and perfect, and then it's shown its dark side. So that was the point what impressed me much.
I just want to say one thing. I have two films or perhaps a little bit more than two that I really like. I think many movies are just mediocre here in the competition. I think of the opening film, for example, or the film or the new film of Sōgu Ishii. I have to criticize it. So I don't know what the curators thought. I really want to talk with them. Actually, they could a little bit elaborate on that. So, yeah. So, not all praise. I have to criticize a little bit. So,
3 years ago, it was our first time for Schöner Denken on Nippon Connection, and we had Simbel, Chief of South Polar, the Doctor, and the Bare Essence of Life, Toads Oil. All of them were flashing us just out of the cinema. It was very good films, very impressive films, after 3 years still in our minds. 2 years ago, we weren't impressed that way. So I'm very happy that we had Yellow Elephant, of course.
It's a good movie. Yellow Elephant is a good movie. Maybe one of the best of the selection.
So I'm very happy that I saw Japanese television project, 5 hours of Hitchcockian suspense. Yeah? Very special way, but this will be a special podcast of its own. Thank you very much all. And I hope we see us next year on Nippon Connection again.
Yeah, we will see you. Yeah, we'll come again.
Dieser Podcast steht unter Creative Commons.
Nippon Connection.